From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Andrea Seabrook. Another day, another primary, another set of caucuses. Hillary Clinton beat out Barack Obama in the Nevada Democratic caucuses. Mitt Romney was the Republicans' favorite by far. We'll hear from our reporter in Nevada in a few moments. But first, to South Carolina, where the polls closed an hour ago in the Republican presidential primary. With results trickling in now, Arizona Senator John McCain appears locked in a tight race with former Arkansas Governor Mike Huckabee. We begin our coverage with NPR's David Green at the Citadel in Charleston, where John McCain will speak to supporters later tonight. And David Green, what are they saying there at the Citadel?
Well, they're being very cautious, Andrea. It's funny, the campaign allowed people to come watch the reporters to come in and watch the poll results come in when McCain was up in New Hampshire, and I think feeling more confident. Reporters wanted to come in into the hotel and watch with him tonight, and they said, uh-uh. So if that's an indication that they're being very, very cautious and watching the results, and then, as you said, they're in a very tight battle with Mike Huckabee, it appears. The lectern is waiting for McCain whenever he arrives in front of two American flags. We're here at the Citadel, and the people I've spoken with who voted for McCain today are talking about the military. They're talking about experience. They're talking about voting for a commander-in-chief and having someone in the White House who can protect the country, and that's the point that McCain made in the days here in South Carolina.
NPR's David Green in Charleston. Thanks. We'll get an update from you later.